call the September 19th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Roll call. Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Is excused.
Commissioner Butthart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Is excused.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Is excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is approval of the regular meeting minutes of September 5th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Mayor will be voting on all items tonight. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. There are no public hearings. We move to D1, Business Matters, Plan Development District 13, Walmart, existing building, parking lot, and signage modifications. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. Both of the parking lot changes and the sign changes are all related to the same thing. They want to do an online pickup for groceries. They do want to make those changes to accommodate their online grocery shopping that they're creating. Because it's required, because the signage is adopted as part of the PDD ordinance, that's why they're doing a PDD amendment. Staff is recommending approval. We do have one suggestion. They are using or proposing 9 directional signs to direct people to the area where they can park to pick up their stuff. We think that's excessive. We'd suggest something like 3 or 4 signs. Otherwise, we're recommending approval.
Questions for staff or the commission? Alderman Dandrea.
Well, I'll make the motion then. Plan Development District Ordinance Amendment.
Yep.
A minor or?
All right. First action is a motion to determine that this particular amendment is a minor amendment. Is there such a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Adam does.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Second.
The action motion is a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend 15-30418 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District 13, which we know as Walmart Sam's Club, to allow for parking lot and signage modifications and reduce the number of signs.
4. We're thinking 1 or 2 by the north entrance and then 2 or 3 by the east entrance.
To 4 signs per the recommendation of staff.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Move on to item D3.
D2?
I'm sorry, D2. Yes, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Chad Larson and Jennifer Larson's deck and accessory structure. Mr. Deagle.
Thank you. This is an encroachment into a drainage easement for a deck and a structure on the deck. They have photographs of their property in the packet. They sketched out where they want to build this. Staff is recommending no, partly because there is room to build a smaller deck and stay outside of the easement. They do already have a fence within the easement. But I can point out that historically, these matters have come before you recently too, but historically the city was approving fences and similar structures in these easements with conditions such that if there was ever a need to go in that easement to maintain it, or if the easement was functioning as intended and there was some kind of damage to that accessory structure, the city would not be held liable. But staff would be recommending no, but if you do wish to recommend or approve it, or recommend approval, staff would recommend those conditions.
Mr. Morrow.
Noted that the only thing they're really putting on the ground, if you will, or post, and there's still clearance for water to flow past it. So as far as the engineering's concerns are, we would be okay with it again, but I would like to see some sort of documentation that the city can access it and not be responsible for any damage. The owner at that time would be responsible to replace or repair damages. And then And also the fact that it is a drainage, so if you know, water is there, it's expected to be there, and any damage caused by water is not the fault of the city.
Alderman Dandrea.
Well, I mean, I know I recently, Joel, and I think you were citing that one. That was the one that was in my district.
Correct.
And as long as the Larsons are in agreement with that verbiage, that if there is any damage, it's not the city's fault, and also that we have access if we need to fix anything. Okay. Then I'll make the motion to recommend approval of a resolution authorizing the installation of a deck and accessory structure within the 20-foot drainage easement plat restriction upon lot 5 in Serenity.
With the condition that they hold the city harmless and allow free access, subject to technical corrections.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I don't know if I should jump in or not.
He said subject to that.
I'm the consolation prize. My husband's at the fire station. Sorry.
Oh,
okay. But I can answer questions.
Well, but wait a minute. Alderman Dandrea, you said subject to their approval.
Subject to whose approval?
The applicants. So you really don't want to do that?
No. Well, no, it doesn't say that on here.
You said it.
Where would I say it if I read it from here? It says motion to recommend approval of a resolution authorizing the installation of a deck and accessory structures within a 20-foot drainage easement plat restriction upon lot 5 in Serenity Estates subdivision at 6904 South Harwood Drive.
And that motion is subject to technical corrections, hold harmless, and free access.
Yes.
Yes, and item 5 in the application, I started to allude to that, but I probably need to adjust the wording to what you're saying.
Oh, we just did, but okay. So you're okay. Okay, all those in favor of that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Oh, sorry. I started the wording. All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The answer is yes. And great presentation.
I'll let my husband know. Thank you.
Alderman Dandrea, I'll send a letter to your husband if you'd like. Okay, we move on to item
D3,
which is a land combination for Robert Montgomery, who is here. Mr. Deedle.
The applicant is asking for land combination, which is the combination of two parcels that he both owns. It's our understanding the house that was on one of the parcels burnt down and he wants to replace it. But because of setbacks and the natural resources, it's a pretty tight fit. They combined the two lots together. It gives him more options to build this new house. Staff is recommending approval with a condition that he do a natural resource protection plan prior to building permit for that house, and a suggestion that they rezone the C1 zoning district out, but we're only suggesting that one because in this instance it's not a large development, and that's usually how we do that. If it's a significant development, we usually recommend the rezoning. If it's a small change, then we just suggest it.
Bob, for your information, C1 zoning is no longer available. We ask everybody to do that, to get rid of it. So, questions from the commissioners? Commissioner Morrow?
Notice on the letter date, August 29, item number 3, it says, please be aware that the UDO section 15-2.0212 requires a review and approval for earth movements, including but not limited to grading, topsoil, removal, and filling. In addition, any permit required from the state agency having jurisdiction. The answer the applicant provided was yes, we will comply. I would like to note that as of right now, the city believes that there's an issue on this property where he's not complied and it's working its way through its court system.
Okay, so noted. Anyone else? Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax keys numbers 842-9995-004 and 842-9995-002, 8570 South 116th Street, and adjacent vacant parcels abutting 8628 South 116th Street. with, do we want to add the conservancy?
I don't feel that strongly because it's such a small development here.
Is there such a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Mayor votes aye. Requires four votes for passage, so the motion dies, fails.
But I believe this still goes to Common Council.
Okay. Okay. All right. Move on to the annual Torbison Shows Holiday Craft and Gift Expo. Temporary use. Any questions for staff?
No.
Is there a motion to recommend?
Motion.
Okay. I'll make the motion to approve resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for the Holiday Craft and Gift Expo for a property located at 6000 West Ryan Road, Milwaukee County Sports Complex.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. City Attorney, we get these all the time, these regular ones. It certainly would be nice to have a procedure where there's a master approval and a review upon any changes or changes in aldermen. Can we do such a thing? Bearing Festival,
I
civic celebrations.
Things change over time. I think staff would agree that once a year on a larger event such as this, it's policy, but appropriate to have it all reapplied for, et cetera, versus things just kind of changing behind without filing, and then you don't know about this, that. 3 years later, all of a sudden, it's totally different. And their response will be, well, we didn't have to apply for anything. It's still, we thought it was still the same.
Mr. Deedle.
Well, and just a reminder that a long, long time ago, like maybe 5, 7, 10 years ago, we were looking into trying to bring all this sports complex uses up to the modern day. You know, get stuff pre-approved that we truly have no problems with, re-evaluate what's permitted in special uses. That's still on my list of things to do, although it's way at the bottom of the list.
So hey, there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Again, I note that the mayor is voting on all issues, and I haven't dissented yet, so it's all been ayes. Move on to item 5. Plan Development District Number 37, Indoor Sports Complex Building and Site Revisions. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. In your packet materials are two set of plans. So, again, this is the indoor sports complex at the Ballpark Commons. This will be the building that's immediately north of Rawson Avenue on the west side of Ballpark Drive. It's going to have the indoor baseball facility. It will be the bigger part of the building. And then they also will have on the side facing Ballpark Drive medical office uses and some other similar uses, and that'll be a multi-story structure. And then on the north side of the building towards the parking lot, they'll have some rooms and storage areas and that kind of stuff. So that's the currently proposed structure. It's been reviewed and approved by Plan Commission originally as a special use, but then as a site plan, so now it's a permitted use. They'd applied for their building permit, and the building permit did not match the plans that were approved by the Plan Commission. The biggest changes are those the one-story feature in the front, on the north side of the building, where they had the offices and storage areas. They're removing about half that space. And then what that does is exposes that tall wall of the indoor baseball facility, which has no architectural elements to it at all. It's just one uniform siding all the way from top to bottom. So staff had a concern with that. That was a significant change from what was approved by Plan Commission. They're also proposing to remove the apartments that were proposed on the third floor. I believe it was the third floor of the three-story part of the structure. They're probably going to just have more offices in there, but they're not sure yet. But that structure or that part of the building had a clear story, which is an elevated part of the roof where they would have windows and skylights and all that kind of stuff. They're removing that too. The smaller changes, some of the stairwells had windows. They're removing those. But in addition, there's also, as part of the original approval, that they had to do make sure that the landscaping that they wanted to do, which was proposed to encroach within right-of-ways, would be approved before they would construct the building and then installed simultaneously with the building, and that the pedestrian amenities, benches, garbage cans, all that kind of stuff, would also be installed simultaneously with construction of the building. They're asking that those things be allowed to be developed at some future time. They don't specify when that time is. Staff has concerns with that as well. It's also not clear if their discussion about the landscaping includes the berm or not. The berm was specifically called out in the original approval that it had to be built and landscaped simultaneously with the building. For those reasons, staff's recommending denial of these changes.
So I'm Chris Boudet.
Questions from the commission? Alderman Dandrea.
I guess this these changes somewhat surprise me again, and I've been very supportive of this project, okay, moving forward. Are you still under the impression that this is still with the there is still an agreement with the orthopedic organization that's going to fill part of this building?
I do not know. My guess would be yes, but I do not know for sure.
Okay. And have you made any recommendations of changes on the plans?
Yes. In the event that the Plan Commission wanted to approve it, like normal, we would recommend conditions that would partially address the concerns that staff has. So as essentially going back to the beginning is normally I would approve changes like this if they would have made other changes to the building that would have balanced out these changes. So removed an element on one side of the building but added another element, you know, of equal and similar architectural interest and that kind of stuff on the other side. Those are the kinds of changes that I can approve. They're not doing that. They're just removing things. So that's why it has to come back to Plan Commission. So I am asking or recommending, if the Plan Commission wants to recommend approval, or this is a site plan, so it would be Plan Commission's decision, to add some additional architectural interest to that wall that's being exposed now, to add some additional pedestrian amenities like outdoor seating to that footprint that is no longer building. So it could be a landscaped area or a patio or something like that. Still asking that all the pedestrian amenities and the landscaping and the approvals for any landscaping in the right-of-ways, all that be done concurrently with construction of the building. However, I do note that the Common Council has recently changed the PDD for many of the other buildings to allow all this kind of stuff to be done simultaneously with final occupancy. So that would be my suggestion, is if you're not comfortable with requiring these things simultaneously with construction of the building, to be consistent with all the other buildings, it'd be done simultaneously with final occupancy. Because as currently proposed, they don't have a time frame for any of this. And then last, to make sure that if they aren't talking about the berm, to ensure that the berm still has to be done concurrently and landscaped concurrently with construction of the building.
Now you're talking the berm,
the large berm
on the west,
yes,
side of the building.
Yes.
That kind of obstructs and blocks the neighbors to the west.
Correct.
Wasn't that already?
I believe, I know they've started the berm. I believe they might have finished the berm. I don't think all the landscaping is done.
Now, is that the which developer is responsible for that? Is that Rock Ventures? Or would it become now the owner of this parcel and the developer on this project?
The applicant, I believe, is BPC County Land.
You muted it.
Okay, so BPC County Land is the owner of the property. The applicant is Bolt Holdings, LLC. Probably know us as Bolt or Bolt Construction.
Yes.
We are going to be leasing this particular parcel, which is not, has, you know, we're not party to any of the land outside essentially this building pad, and have nothing to do with the landscape buffer or some of the landscape areas around our building. They're off of our property or off of our lot.
Basically, you're the tenant.
Essentially, yes.
Chris, give us your name and address for the record.
Yes, Chris Boudet with Bolt Holdings, 1110 North Old World 3rd Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203, Suite 610.